And we're joined this morning by Kelly Hansen. Kelly is the lead singer of Foreigner. You know Foreigner. Hit after hit, right? A band that has played St. Louis many times over the years. Too many hits to list. But one of their biggest is I Want to Know What Love Is. Mick Jones wrote that song, and the band is donating proceeds from a new version of that song to Shriners Hospitals for Children. So thank you for joining us this morning, Kelly. Maybe you could explain, as a starting point, how the band became involved with Shriners.
Well, probably a little bit more than 10 years ago, we started working with Shriners at the shows at our venues. And we were selling CDs, and proceeds were going to the Shriners, and Shriners were there helping us sell CDs. And they've been a really great partner of ours for a long time. And I don't know if it was my management or who came up with the idea of using I Want to Know What Love Is for this campaign. But Mick Jones was willing to allow the use of the song for the campaign, which I know is a big deal, because he would not let that song be used for something that wasn't powerful and worthwhile. So it ended up being something that extends our relationship with the Shriners.
Well, it's such a spiritual song. What's it like to sing that song?
Well, you know, it was a number one all over the world, and so pretty much anywhere that we go, people know the words to the song, and that's just it's like cheating, really, because it's everyone knows the song and they sing along, and it's great to be able to have this entire catalog at my disposal to sing. And as a singer, that's just not something that happens normally.
I have to be honest, Kelly, in doing my research here for the interview, you are very heavily involved with some of the kids who've come through Shriners Hospitals, one of whom here in St. Louis was a little girl named Mia. Tell us about Mia.
I first met her at the hospital in St. Louis, and I didn't see her again until we began filming this new campaign that we did for the Shriners, because she was able to really connect with the kids and help them stay interested and focused when we were working. And it was really great, because you know, sometimes it's tough when you're working with small children to keep them focused on what we're trying
Absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely. You guys did a great job on it, and the video is wonderful. A lot of the kids in the video actually are from St. Louis as well, so we feel a little special pride towards it here.
Yes. It was a great couple of days. It was very, you know, it was very, very hot. And, you know, a lot of these kids were outside having to play basketball and do all the stuff for the cameras all day. It was very hot. They were so great.
Well, you know St. Louis heat. You guys played St. Louis here a couple of years ago, and I think it was July or August. I remember seeing the show, and I think I lost 10 pounds that night. I can't imagine what it was like for you guys.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the summer touring can be exceptionally brutal, and for me, there are things that I do to try to prepare myself, because I do a lot of running and jumping around on stage, you know,
sure,
for an hour and a half, sometimes in near 100-degree temperatures and near 100% humidity, and something that you have to be very conscious of, for sure.
Do you have any special memories of St. Louis in particular, touring over the years?
For many years, we used to stay at a hotel that overlooked the Arch.
Yeah,
And the way it works for me is that because we tour so often and so intently, that there's not a lot of time between shows where I get to, like, go out and see the world and visit a city, or unless there happens to be a particular day off there, and that doesn't happen too often. So I've never really had the chance to explore St. Louis on the road, and it's kind of the same with most cities. But that's kind of life on the road, and you'll get to go out for a stab of a meal here or there, but you don't really get to explore.
Well, I can tell you that St. Louis has always been a foreigner town and a foreigner market. And
oh, yes.
You guys, just every time I've seen you, you kill it every single time.
We enjoy playing all over the country, but the Midwest is really, it's really meaningful. I think people get us there more than any place else, I think.
How can people get a copy of this song, and how can they become involved with Shriners above and beyond just supporting the band?
Well, you know, you can contact the Shriners directly, or you can go to showthemlove.org to download the single, and all those proceeds are going to the Shriners. And there's many avenues out there to reach the Shriners, and they do such great work. And these families don't have to pay for anything when their kids need help. And I'm talking about families who have years involvement with maintaining the health of their children, and that's really something that's it's rare, and it's so important and so valuable to these families.
Well, it's also rare where bands get so behind a cause, and there's a huge Shriners presence here in St. Louis, and you guys did a great job, and thank you for your contribution. And
oh, it's our pleasure. You know, always happy to support such a great cause.
Kelly, thank you again.
You got it, man.
Okay, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Kelly Hansen, lead singer of Foreigner, the band donating proceeds from a new version of their hit song, I Want to Know What Love Is, to Shriners Hospitals for Children. And it's available for download on Google Play and iTunes. If you want to visit showthemthelove.org, you can download the song and pre-order the album as well.